Imagine living in the 1840s. What do you see? Maybe you see Robert Bloom giving a speech about why we need an elected government. Or you see the National Assembly elected by the people in the Hofkirche in Frankfurt. Or maybe you do not have anything in your head. Well, let me tell you about a defining event in that time. The crisis of the 1840s. How did it start and what was this crisis all about? Now, until around 1850, there were many villages and farms. And very little to zero factory workers. And the only factories you could find were in Saxony and the Prussian part of the Rhineland. Non-agricultural products were usually produced at home or in small workshops. As the population grew and jobs outside agriculture were occasional, there wasn't enough work for all the people. At the same time, industrialization took off and products became cheaper due to importation from Britain. This led to many textile workers losing their job and going bankrupt. Therefore, wages and standard of living declined every year. Well, as no one wants to live like that, the first signs of rebellion were seen in 1844, where 3,000 Silesian handloom weavers attacked bookkeepers and wrecked their employers' houses, accusing them of exploitation and constant cutting of their wages. To crush these protests, Prussian military was sent and the weavers were given long prison sentences. Now, why exactly did the people started to rebel? Well, the harvests in 1845 till 1846 were very poor. Food prices rose significantly. As many people didn't have a job, and therefore no money, people were starving, and there were food riots. It hit highest in spring 1847. There was help from churches and private organizations, however, not much from the government. And they only showed help after food riots. In 1846, calculations showed that 50 to 60% of Prussian population were starving to death. There was an unrest amongst peasants. They demanded for a better life and social justice. The German state, however, did little to nothing to help the people who were starving, homeless, or out of work. Now, what exactly did they demand? In 1848, the majority of the people were unhappy with the situation. Middle-class people were frustrated because of their lack of power in the politics, and the call for a voice in politics was loud, despite censorship and controls. Liberal, so people who wanted equality, democracy and free trade, and national ideas, so people who wanted the people who speak the same language and have the same culture to form a state which should include all members of that nationality, became interesting and more attractive for the people. Some even demanded a republic with a government which was elected by the people. These were called democrats. But many believed that lower class people shouldn't have the right to vote. In conclusion, the 1840s were cruel times. And many people lived on the edge of starvation. However, it marked the beginning of something very important. People wanted the government to change, and some even demanded a republic. This, in my opinion, is the mark for the beginning of the revolution in Germany.